Y100, good morning.
Hi, I've got Troy Gentry here.
Lucky.
You do. Well, put him on.
I do.
Let's
here
rock.
Here he is. We're walking. We're in Vegas, walking out of the world famous gold and silver pawn shop right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
He can tell you all about it.
All right, cool.
Hello.
Eddie, how are you?
Troy.
You got Troy.
Okay. Troy.
Woo! Okay. Not Troy. You are in Vegas and you're literally doing what?
We just walked out of the pawn shop, the world famous one that's on the TV.
Uh-huh, for
with,
Pawn Stars.
Rick and Corey and all those guys. Pawn Stars.
Were any of them in there?
Yeah, we just met Corey and Rick.
No kidding. How were they?
They were giving us a little back behind the scenes tour. They were in the store for a few minutes. They were filming off location today, but they had come in for something and gave us a little nickel tour backstage, back in the warehouses and stuff where they do all their interviews and where they bring the cars in and stuff like that.
You know, I was told by somebody that it's extremely small, not like you would picture it on TV.
That's exactly right. We walked in and it's amazing what the camera angles and stuff does for the show. I mean, you would think the warehouse in the back is a huge 10,000 square foot warehouse, and it's probably about half that size.
Troy, how much did they give you for your bike?
Bikes are already gone, but I was willing and dealing. You know, they're big gun guys, and I've got several pieces that have been passed down to me. Some old 1800 Colt model pistols that were been in the family for a while. And we're talking about maybe we're going to be back in Vegas in December, bringing a couple of those pieces out here and doing an episode with them.
So you're going to be on Pawn Stars?
Hopefully. We'll get everything worked out in December and we'll come back down here and bring a couple of my pieces out here.
That's awesome. We're talking right now with Troy from Montgomery Gentry on Y100.
Now, I got to ask you, though, Troy, back in the day before you guys hit it big and you were a struggling musician, as we all have been, did you ever really pawn anything and you kind of wish you didn't?
No, I've never pawned anything. No, I've shot several times in the younger days. I was always wowed and amazed by pawn shops and stuff, all the different stuff in there. It was kind of like a toy store for me. I had just all the old antique stuff and the guns and the swords and all the jewelry and stuff. I used to go, at least like going into pawn shops and just kind of wandering around seeing everything, but never had to pawn anything, luckily.
And you really didn't get rid of your Harley, did you?
Yeah, you know.
Come on!
Unfortunately, I know. But, you know, it just seems like anytime when I'm at home now, just wanting to hang out with the family and, you know, just last, I haven't been on a motorcycle probably. We did a charity ride sometime in the last 8 or 9 months is the only time I've been on a motorcycle in probably about 2 years. And it's just sitting around collecting dust. And, you know, I just want to be with the family. And it's not really a family vehicle, obviously.
Yeah, right.
So
you're going to regret that.
One of these days, I probably will regret it. But, you know, and the bikes that I have weren't really comfortable bikes to ride. So one of these days, if I get back into a motorcycle, I'll get something a little bit, a cruiser or something a little bit more comfortable to get on that, you know, maybe the wife, me and her, can take a road trip or something on it'd be a little bit more comfortable.
Test ride a Goldwing. She'll love it.
Yeah, her riding on the back of the fender is not her cup of tea.
Listen to me, Troy. Don't get a Goldwing. No disrespect, Bear, but he's still young and hot. We're going to keep him on.
I've got a Goldwing. We love it.
So you guys are
well,
coming.
Anything big and comfortable like that.
Well, I'm big and I like comfort.
Yeah.
This is awesome. You guys are playing this Thelma Sadoff Center for the Arts. It's the first time we're ever going to be there on Saturday night. Troy, bring your A-game because there's a lot of people, believe it or not, and I can't even believe it, who has never seen a Montgomery Gentry show and they're coming out.
I cannot believe that.
I know.
As much as we travel up in your area, it's hard to believe that we still have people that haven't seen a Montgomery Gentry show after 14, 15 years of being in the business. But we do have a brand new set and a brand new show, so you will be wowed with the A show. I guess it's coming Saturday night.
Well, you guys, I have never seen you do anything but an A show. I saw you first at the Missouri State Fair in 1999 playing in a little tent. There were 5 people there. You ripped it up. I saw you at Country USA playing in front of 25,000 people. You ripped it up.
Yeah, Eddie and I grew up, you know, obviously playing in the clubs and the honky-tonks and stuff, and we just love being on stage. You know, that's where we're most comfortable. has been on stage and performing in front of everybody. So, I mean, you know, we always talk about our shows being like fingerprints. None of them are exactly alike, but our show's definitely fueled by the crowd, you know, and the more the crowd gets into the show, the wilder and the better our show becomes on stage.
Just one more question. Do you still own a pair of hillbilly shoes?
I sure do. I got a pair of boots that go way back to the day. I think I still have the original pair of boots that we started in when we filmed Hillbilly Shoes back in, I think it was 99 or 2000.
Well, I'll tell you what, bowl season opened us up too this weekend, so if you're here a little early, maybe we can take you out.
That would be wonderful and be fun. I don't have any of that stuff with me right now. Our season doesn't open back in Tennessee until probably a couple more weeks, so I need to actually get mine out and get it all sighted in and get ready for the